I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Even as the Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom wrapped up this week, the Pew Research Forum released a report that concludes Christians and Muslims are persecuted in more countries than any other religious group. It also puts the violators on notice. The world is watching. Open Doors USA's David Curry says it's well-timed. For too long, the U.S. has ignored the impact of religious intolerance.
It is a factor in cultures, in how things are viewed, and we can't just look at things through nuclear terms or economic terms, but we have to consider the cultural impacts as well.
And the number one thing that persecuted believers ask for is prayer. So ask God to strengthen their faith while under pressure, and that God would raise up even more leaders to be his bold witnesses. And we'll end today with Wycliffe Bible Translators' Summer Bible Translation Campaign as they work to translate 6 new languages. This year, Wycliffe USA is working in 3 different areas of the world to get the Bible translated and printed with the help of local believers. Pixie Christensen says,
for translation, we have 3 languages in Indonesia, South Sudan, and 1 in Central Asia. For training, we have work in Papua New Guinea and Southeast Asia. And then for the printing section, we're actually printing an entire New Testament with Genesis, Exodus, Ruth, and Jonah in South Sudan.
The translation work Wycliffe USA does this summer could impact over 5 million people. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I talked about today, something on the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? We've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.